silver platter. An invitation to you to hear Jack Wagner with interviews and great new albums too. So stay a while for the songs and chatter designed especially to say, here's Hollywood on a silver platter. Let's get underway.
A Touch of Today. Oliver Nelson, the orchestra, backing the delightful Miss Nancy Wilson.
I see that worried look upon your face. You got your troubles, I got mine. He's found somebody else to take your place. You got your troubles.
Nancy Wilson, You Got Your Troubles, I Got Mine, from Nancy's popular album, A Touch of Today. And while the LP's still rolling, here's an encore from the prolific Lennon and McCartney pen, as the saying goes. Here's Nancy again with And I Love Him.
I give him all. I love him. He gives me everything and tenderly the kiss my lover brings. He brings to me and I love him. A love like the sky, and I know
And I Love Him, another big one from the Beatles songwriting team of John Lennon and Paul McCartney, as done for us by the talented Miss Nancy Wilson from Nancy's album called A Touch of Today. Now we swing out with the modern big band sounds of the 60s. And it's Onze Matthews and Company with Mancini and Mercer's Moon River. Big band of Onze Matthews from an album that's a real big sound experience. It's called Sounds for the 60s. This is Jack Wagner with the Silver Platter Show, coming your way from our Hollywood studios. And featuring the good sounds from the albums, such as those by the artist we have coming up now. The song is Vida Singh from the album Wayne Newton Now.
Vida Singh, our Vida Singh, we'll meet again someday. Vida Singh, it's time. The tears from your eyes, you know it's just farewell, not goodbye. Wiedersehen, ah, Wiedersehen, we'll meet again someday.
Vitasane off Vitasane. An easy listening track from an album called Wayne Newton Now. By the way, if you ever have the opportunity to see this talented lad in person, do yourself a favor and see him. He is just terrific. Wayne Newton on our Silver Platter Show from Hollywood. Now to the music of David McCallum and an album called Music, A Bit More of Me. His first album was called Music, A Part of Me, and this is the follow-up to that first album. And I have in the studio with me the man responsible for that sound, H.B. Barnum, who did the arrangements. H.B., good to see you again.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine. This is an exciting album, and I don't know how you topped the first one, but you did it.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a lot of fun doing them.
Yeah. Now, do you use the four French horns again? Or?
Well, we used five French horns this time and added a bass trombone.
Uh-huh.
And the song got much fatter.
Now, he originally told you the kind of thing he wanted, the sound he wanted, didn't
That's
he?
Right. That's right, he did. He told me about the French horns and the oboe and the English horn, and I told him he was a nut, and he gave me a judo chop on the neck, and we did the album.
Well, let's give it a listen right now. Arranged by our guest, H.B. Barnum. Music, A Bit More of Me, the title of the album. David McCallum conducting, and this is called Isn't It Wonderful? My feature album, Music, A Bit More of Me, the McCallum sound there. David McCallum conducting Isn't It Wonderful, arranged by our in-person guest, H.B. Barnum. It's a great sound, H.B.
Thank you, Dad.
You have any plans for the future on subsequent albums?
Oh, yes. I don't know if I can give you the whole concept of the album. That's kind of a secret.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to do something that's going to be very, very beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure it's going to be a complete switch from what we're doing now. But I think people will appreciate it. If they appreciate the last two albums, they will appreciate this one.
You know, I was hoping that David could come over to the studio with you today, but he's out of the country.
He's out of the country now. In fact, I'll be joining him very shortly. We're doing a picture called Three Bites of the Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to write the score.
Gee, that'll be exciting.
I think I have a little part in the picture, too.
Hey, great. We'll look for you. H.B., thanks again for coming by.
Thank you very much.
Our special guest, H.B. Barnum. More modern sounds now on the easy listening side this time, featuring the Howard Roberts Quartet. And this is the title track from the LP, Whatever's Fair. Roberts' original air featuring the swingin' Howard Roberts Quartet. That was the title number from Howard's LP called Whatever's Fair. An encore from Nancy Wilson to wrap up this segment of our Silver Platter Show. This again from Nancy's album, A Touch of Today.
Wasn't it wonderful? Wasn't it, wasn't it, wasn't it wonderful? Wasn't it something you wanted and something I wanted and something we both understood? Didn't you want me to? Didn't you, didn't you, didn't you want me to? Didn't you want me to? You and love you and love you, and didn't you think that I would? The music was exciting, and I knew when we kissed, this was the great moment that never should be missed. Moments that are pleasing just cry out for refreezing. Wouldn't we be foolish to resist? Wasn't it glorious? Wasn't it, wasn't it gay and uproarious? Wasn't it something you always dreamed of? Wasn't it fabulous? Wasn't it marvelous? Wasn't it wonderful? Wasn't it love? Wasn't it glorious? Wasn't it gay and uproarious? Wasn't it something? Wasn't it fabulous? Wasn't it marvelous? Wasn't it wonderful? Wasn't it love?
Nancy Wilson, Oliver Nelson, the orchestra, Wasn't It Wonderful? From the very popular Nancy Wilson LP, A Touch of Today. As you may already know, we give away at least one free album on every show to one or more of our listeners whose letters I receive. And all you have to do to be eligible to win an album is just to write to me and let me know you're listening. This is no contest. It's just that I like to hear from you and know what you think of the Silver Platter get-togethers. And if you have time, you might also let me know who your favorite artists are, what you do where you live and work, and whatever else you can think of. And then we just pick the LP winners at random, announce the names on the air, and send the albums free with our compliments. So let's hear from you. I'd like to know not only that you're listening, but where you are and what your tastes are in music. Just address a card or letter to me, Jack Wagner, in care of this station, and maybe you'll be our next Silver Platter winner. Incidentally, since we have so many stations carrying our Silver Platters in countries other than the United States, I just want to remind you that anyone who hears this program, no matter where, is eligible to win a free album. That is, if you write to me. So let's hear from you soon, okay? Here's another free album winner, and it's Mrs. Norman Gueller who writes that she listens to the Silver Platter Show over KBOM in Bismarck, North Dakota.
And so it is.
Well, this get-together is over for now. We'll be back with more fine music and guests for your entertainment from our Hollywood studios. So be sure to keep your dial set right where it is. And drop me that line if you have time, won't you? Our engineer was George Irwin, and this is Jack Wagner in Hollywood.